a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You can't blame me. I'm just excited because Beck's here for this.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
He did try to mime Beck, but he couldn't because it's just him and I here. And now you, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me that you're excited that I'm in the news, the newsroom. I'm in the studio today. It's Thursday. I'm blaming the heat.
We need Tom. We need Tom. That's okay.
We don't need Tom because this is an opportunity for us, Loggy, to get ahead of him on the scoreboard.
Ooh, what is the score?
Well, he's dominating Guest of the Year, which we do on a Tuesday. Yeah. Lyrical headlines. It's one each at the moment, so assuming we don't completely stuff up and get zero, you or I are going to take the lead. Bad luck, Tommy, for not being here.
That's
exciting.
Right.
Exciting times.
Now, Lyrical Headlines is played because, Beck, you will read lyrics to songs in a similar style that you do for reading news bulletins, and then Lingy and I will have to buzz in with our name. The first person to guess the answer and or the artist and the song correct gets a point. If you get one of the tune, you can't get the rest of it. The other person gets another go at it, and our names are our buzzers.
Lingy.
Loggy. Now,
I love the fact that you kind of paraphrased Tom's little preamble to this one.
I know.
You did well.
I know my role, and it's not normally on this microphone, so it's hard for me.
You do have a theme normally for us, though, Beck. Each Thursday. What have you got for us today?
Got some inspiration from 1C Ling going viral. So I'm looking at viral songs that have been TikTok or viral songs.
Okay. And for those that don't know, Cameron Ling made a comment about Taylor Swift fans who go multiple times and
flaunt it
on social media. That's the point, not those who go multiple times.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Free to do what you like.
It's gone everywhere and it's
don't
quite hilarious
it in
for
faces.
Us. Anyway, here we go. We've got song number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by, and now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Oh. I see you every time. I like your style. You make me want to cry.
Loggy? Sorry, I turned the music off. Loggy?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just going to have a guess. Taylor Swift style?
No, nothing to do with Tay-Tay.
Keep going.
So they say,
right there.
dance for me, oh, oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before.
It's Tones and I. Dance Monkey.
Yes.
Ah, oh, well done. Say, dance for me,
oh, oh. It was right there on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, sorry.
So, of course, you know, it was a social media hit song, this one.
Oh, wasn't it just? Miss Tones and I. All right, here we go. Question number two, 1 point, Lingy.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break. Tell me what you going to do, because I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, going to make your glasses steam. Tell you what you're going to do when I do my walk. I can guarantee your jaw will drop, because they don't make a lot of what I've got. Ladies, if you feel me, this is your bob. I could have my Gucci on.
Loggy.
I could wear.
It's Meghan Trainor, Made You Look.
Yes.
I could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis.
And the only reason I know this is because I sing this to Wombi.
I could have my Wombi doll.
Yeah.
I felt out of my depth in that one. Yeah. I had no clue whatsoever.
So yes. I remember seeing all the reels with everyone doing the dance for this.
Yes, of course.
Which is why it went viral.
Miss Meghan Trainor. Okay.
1-1.
1-1. Tiebreaker time. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's bad o'clock. Yes, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot.
It's About Damn Time, Lizzo.
Yes. Turn up the music, turn
down the lights. Another one that went viral on TikTok, sorry, Lingy. You're not, you're mute.
I am fuming. After getting off to a good start, I thought I was going to win this.
Well
done, Log.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All I do is win, no matter what. Money. Yeah, what a good time to be me. Thank you, everyone.
You're on two now, Log.
Thank you.
Time to be, you know, those good excuses for scrolling through the TikTok videos.
Well, you know me, that's what I do every day for work purposes.
Oh. That's what she calls it, Lingy.
Yes, exactly.
Work purposes. Beck, thank you so much, and we'll catch you again next Thursday for Lyrical Headlines.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Maths is absolutely huge. And anyone that's like, ooh, maths, nah, seriously, it's the best thing on TV.
Left, right and centre are watching it.
Yes.
Last night, though, Log.
Oh, whoa. There was a bit of a fight at the dinner table, and it involved couple Jack and Tori and Lauren and Jono. This is Jack and Lauren having a bit of a fight, and then Jack comes out with just something shocking.
I would never go home and say something to my wife that I don't need to say.
Don't come at him. Don't come at him.
I'm not talking to you, Lauren. Yeah, shut your mouth. Can you muzzle your woman?
Muzzle your woman.
Muzzle your woman.
Muzzle your woman. Shocking scenes. But we've got the lovely Tori, who is on the show as Jack's wife. Good morning, Tori.
Hang on. One tick.
Technical difficulties. Morning, Tori.
Good morning.
Now, I mean,
that's chaotic, Tori.
That's intense.
It's a lot, isn't it?
How did you feel? Did you watch it back last night?
I did watch it back. Look, I think like context is everything, right?
Yeah.
So I actually made the joke.
You made the
joke. The joke that did not get recited as per what it was.
Okay, so for those who didn't watch it last night, the joke was that Jack and Tori haven't slept together yet. So if Jack and Tori haven't slept together by the time they do the couple swap task, which happens on Maths, that one of the other boys can sleep with Tori. So are you saying now that you said that, Tori?
So like I said, the joke wasn't recited as it was said. Now, the joke was around me thinking little Tim was like cute.
Yeah.
And then the joke stemmed from that, but the joke wasn't like, oh, Jack wants there to be a couple so he doesn't have to sleep with me. Because if that was the joke, I would have smacked Jack in the mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were wondering, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Granted, everything you're saying right now, is Jack's behaviour still appropriate, though, what he's talking about?
No, I would never condone the words that came out of Jack's mouth last night regarding what he said to Lauren. They were a terrible, terrible bunch of words. But I'm not Jack's mother. I don't hold the role of disciplining a 34-year-old man when he does wrong. That's not what I'm here for. All I can do is tell him, hey, a really shitty thing to say.
Yeah.
Probably could have thought of a nicer sentence. Like, I think it shut the F up probably would have been nicer at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm not his mother. I'm not going to slap him on the wrist. He's a grown man.
It's just
he
so
knows
hard
what's
to
right
watch.
And wrong.
It's so hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. Imagine being there.
I know. And that's the thing. Because I was kind of like, if that was me, I would be horrified. And I would grab him and take him out the back and be like, no, you don't say that. Like, whatever. Now this has affected your and Lauren's relationship. And you were both really close. You just didn't feel like she came with, you know, a genuine heart to the situation? Because by all reports on the TV show, she was just trying to help you and help you see Jack for who he really is.
Yeah, and I can understand that. But my issue with it was Lauren knows how those dinner parties go. And a true friend wouldn't table anything firsthand at a dinner party. I think I say to her, you know, if tables were turned, I would have messaged her and I would have had a private conversation with her away from all of that kind of hoo-ha before bringing it up at a dinner party. So that was what I was, I guess, frustrated about. You know, you're my best friend, apparently, and all you want is the best for me, but you're going to bring up all these rumours for the first time at a dinner party. It's just I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Tori, excuse my ignorance on this. Is there any instruction from outside producers saying if you do have something to bring up, don't do it one-on-one, privately, messaging, hold on to it so we can capture it at the dinner party?
Yeah, look, I guess the point of view is that the viewers want to see a journey and they don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
So I completely understand that if Lauren and I had had this conversation offline, so to speak, it would create a massive hole. And I get that. So, you know, it is encouraged that all conversation is to be held until you are in these group dynamics. And look, it makes total sense, but at the time, my brain with all the common sense was saying I just wouldn't have done it like this. Yeah. But what would I know?
I wish that Jack had a brain. Is that weird to say in that? Sorry, Tori, but in that spot, it was so hard to watch. We are loving you though on Mavs. We do get to see you on the couch and the experts have a lot to say to Jack. It is this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom is away, so I'm just doing this for him, mate, because you're a liar. You're a big old liar.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry. I know you're the shock jock of the team.
No,
But
no,
I wish Tom was here to back me on this one.
What have I lied about?
You have been peddling the fact around that you're on a bit of a health kick as well, and that...
Yeah, I'm doing FebFast, or I'm doing a version of FebFast, healthy eating, trying to cut out some stuff and not drinking.
Yeah. You have your birthday coming up, though.
Yes. So Saturday night, so it's still technically in Feb, but I'm not drinking for the whole of Feb until I get to Saturday night, where I'm just going to have a couple of glasses with my lovely wife over dinner.
So you've done the Feb fast, but I mean, and that's not my issue. That's why I'm not calling you a liar, because, I mean, you are saying Feb fast, even though technically you are going to be drinking this weekend at your birthday.
Yeah.
So it's not really Feb fast, I'm happy with that.
Just being really healthy and decided, because of a very fun December and January, that I just cut it out until we got to this Saturday night.
Yeah, and that's good.
I've done it.
Good
I've done
on you.
Well.
Good on you. You keep peddling this, though, and the reason I'm calling you a liar is because... What did we do two Mondays ago?
We were working on this show.
Yeah, we had a meeting. We had a meeting that...
It was Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Monday.
Sunday.
Super Bowl Monday. At the Sporting Globe.
Oh.
Do you remember drinking any delicious ales with Tom that
too.
Day? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I did too.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
We were having chicken wings.
Yeah.
And Tom said, do you want to... He got the Coors, like the American beer.
Yeah.
Because we're in...
Yeah. And you were...
I've been telling everyone I haven't drank the whole Feb.
You're a liar, but you didn't know it. Now, that's a very niche part of the community.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is What's Trending.
All right, what's trending? Of course, Taylor Swift's always trending. She was seen at the Sydney Zoo trying to act normal and incognito, but everyone knew it was her. She also went out for dinner, and she's a really lovely person by all reports. Travis Kelce, her partner, on the way to Sydney right now. His plane is almost here. But the other trending news, mate, you know how you are a shock jock and you've just gone viral with your Taylor Swift comments? Just for people that didn't listen, what were those comments again?
I simply said that those who went to multiple Taylor Swift concerts are completely fine too and free too.
Yeah.
Do what you like. But then those who really posted constantly about it, bragged about it, made others feel bad that they hadn't got tickets... I suggested they weren't particularly nice in doing that.
Yeah, and it went viral. Daily Mail got it, news.com, The Project, and they picked it up again last night. Have a listen.
Well, there's trouble in...
What a beautiful voice.
In Tay-Tay Paradise. Sorry, I was dared to do that. Seems some Swifties are miffed that other Swifties are hogging Eras Tour tickets and boasting about it on socials. But it seems the Swifties who missed out aren't on their own in feeling the braggers are rubbing it in.
Don't flaunt it though.
Rub it in people's faces.
Yeah, don't put it out on social media. You know what you are? You are a flog.
Oh.
Just if you do that and you pump it into other people's faces, I'm not a big fan of yours.
Oh, Lingy. Amazing. And guess what? After that article's gone up, they got a chick on who is going to all seven of her concerts. And she was basically, well, you know, that's I'm going and I'm a big fan and I don't feel bad because she'll tour again and whatever. Everyone on the project's post is supporting you and they're saying, yes, Lingy, the tide has turned. Everyone's like, yes.
Nice. And I want to add this again. Mm. That person who goes to seven concerts, cool, go for it. That is awesome. I love that. I love that you love somebody's music so much and you get to see parts of the world, following them around. Do that.
Yeah.
It's just different when you then intentionally flaunted on social media and you have others feeling awful that they hadn't had the opportunity to go.
Yeah, the story has also been picked up by the Hong Kong People's Network, BNN.
Really?
Who are reporting. No. Yes. The debate took a more personal turn when Cameron Lingy Ling, a well-known Australian radio host, vented his frustration. So you were trending everywhere, Cameron.
All right, that's it. I'm not speaking anymore.
I have to call you Cameron from now on because you're such a big deal.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.